Listen and Speak, Book 2, Lesson 1, Part 1, Section A.
Truman, what are you doing down here?
Fixing the mower. I saw my father today.
I know. Your mother called. You really should not be upset like that.
What did you want?
I made some macaroni.
I'm not hungry.
You know, you really ought to throw out that mower. Question 1. What is Truman doing? Question 2. Who did Truman see today? Question 3. How is Truman feeling? Section B. 1. The woman is probably Truman's wife. 2. The woman knew that Truman saw his father today because Truman's mother called her about it. 3. The woman wanted Truman to fix the mower.
Part 2. 1. After a great deal of thought, as well as discussion with my family, I have decided to retire from basketball. This is a difficult decision, and it is an emotional moment. 2. Ever since I was a small boy, I dreamed of playing basketball at the highest level of competition. I dreamed of playing in college and winning a national championship. I dreamed of playing in the Olympics and winning a gold medal. I dreamed of playing in the National Basketball Association and winning a world championship.
Part 3, Passage 1. Michael Jordan grew up in Wilmington, North Carolina. Wilmington is a quiet seaport town where 48,000 people live. The Jordan family moved there from Brooklyn, New York, shortly after Michael was born on February 17, 1963. Michael is the second youngest of the 5 Jordan children. He has 2 older brothers, James and Larry, an older sister named Dolores, and a younger sister, Rosalyn. When Michael was younger, his father, James, worked at an electric plant in Wilmington, while his mother, Dolores, worked at a bank. Michael's parents believed that a person could be successful if he worked hard enough. The Jordan family lived in a 2-story brick house on Gordon Street. They were comfortable, but not rich. There was a lot of warmth and love in the Jordan family.
Question 1. When was Michael Jordan born? Question 2. Where did Michael Jordan grow up? Question 3. How many children do Michael's parents have? Question 4. Where did his father work? Question 5. Who believed that a person could be successful if he worked hard enough? Passage 2. Most of the best American tennis players are either from Florida or California, or moved to one of these 2 states. The main reason for this is that the weather there is so nice and sunny that players can play all year long and have that much more time to practice and improve. Also, because California's and Florida's perfect weather makes tennis players flock to these states, the competition is that much better, and a player can advance much more quickly. An ambitious player needs top-flight opponents to keep improving his or her game. Families from other parts of the country, who are willing and able to do so, often relocate for the sake of their children's potential careers.
Question 1. Which 2 states in America are the favorite states for American tennis players? Question 2. What does the nice and sunny weather in the 2 states enable the tennis players there to do? Question 3. Why can a tennis player advance much more quickly in these 2 states, according to the passage? Question 4. What kind of opponents does an ambitious player need to keep improving his or her game?